Okay, it is a Wednesday afternoon. It's time for our weekly Money Matters chat with Ron Samford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Hey, Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoop. Nice to be here.
Let's spend a few minutes talking about sports gambling and how the tax revenue is going to be divided up. And is there a possibility that it goes to the right places?
Well, there's a good possibility that it will, based on the legislation that was passed last November. So the law requires, you know, I think 20% to early childhood, up to 10% to the 55 parishes who actually passed the sports gambling bill, a little bit to a health and wellness fund and the state racing commission, and the rest about 70% to the general fund. So it's pretty well spelled out where the revenues will go. What's not known is what the revenues will actually be once it gets turned on.
We'll yeah. About that. Now we do have some sports betting, but it's going to be expanded from this point, and it's going to touch a lot of people. And I guess some people are concerned that it's going to turn some people into habitual gamblers.
Well, I think there's always that concern. I worry about that myself, Scoot. A little bit of a compulsive.
Oh, really?
Disorder sometimes. So I stay away from gambling. I am not a gambler at all. I'm a big sports enthusiast, yeah. But I do not bet the ponies or the game. So, but I'm glad people are, and I'm glad that the activity is being regulated and taxed, and that the state should benefit from it.
It seems like Mississippi has done it right. I mean, they have beaten us when it comes to a number of things, and some people find that a bit embarrassing. Is Louisiana going to do it as well as Mississippi did it?
You know, I believe so. I think we have a leg up on them this time, Scoot. Mississippi is the largest retail gaming state, really, in the country. And I've been looking at their numbers, and they do have the sports betting lounges in 23. They have 23 casinos in Mississippi. But they do not allow online or, mobile phone app gambling, which our law encompasses that. So we will be allowing that, again, in the 55 parishes out of the 64 that passed the bill. So we definitely have a leg up on them from that standpoint. And it hasn't been that big. Mississippi, the numbers in 2019 was their biggest year, and the state only took in like just under $5.5 million in taxes from the sports betting aspect of it. And I think we'll do better than that. Of course, we're a bigger population. We're a little over 4 million, and they're right at 3 million people. But they have done a good job in that they were the very first in it once it was allowable in the states. But they didn't do the technology part of approving the online and the mobile app. So we will, I think we'll blow past them.
You know, in Oregon, you can bet on just, I mean, it's crazy what you can bet on. And a lot of people may not be aware of the potential of what you can bet on. Like during a game, for example, you can bet that like something's going to happen like in the third quarter. Like, I mean, you could bet that the Saints quarterback, whoever it is, let's say it's Simeon again, you could place a bet that he does not throw an interception in the third quarter or that he does. And then you can bet something else for like the fourth quarter. I mean, it's amazing how immediate betting is going to be.
It really is amazing what it's come down to. My wife and I lived in the UK a number of years ago, and they had the advanced legalized gambling over there way back then. And I mean, you could bet on what color dress the queen was going to wear that afternoon to a function. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous, and it has gotten to that. I mean, yeah. Is this guy going to strike out in this at bat? Is this guy going to make more than three pointers in the third quarter? Yeah, it's remarkable.
I think when people pick up
on anything,
I think when people pick up on the technology, I think they're going to be interested in betting on things during a game because they're feeling a certain flow in the game, and they're going to want to just, you know, bet on something. I mean, again, it's just going to be amazing all the things that you can bet on. And I'm not promoting gambling. I'm not a gambler either.
Sure.
You know, I enjoy the atmosphere of a casino, and sometimes I go there and pull for the house. But, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to know that.
Right. you're always with a winner, you know.
That's right. Well, I don't make a big deal about it, you know. But I'm going, okay, come on, house, win. I enjoy the atmosphere of a casino, and you know, quite often there are good concerts at casinos. So I do go to casinos, but no, I am not. I'm not a gambler, but you know, I might be tempted to gamble when it comes to sports. I may do that. I've got just such a low tolerance when it comes to anything addictive. When it comes to that I think I could shut that off pretty quickly. But you know, sure. I guess the concern is that gambling takes more from people. But then the people who win, well, they have more money to spend in the economy.
That's right. They have more money. The casinos have more money. The state has more money. So the losers don't. And it's a difficult enough exercise that unless you're professional, you probably over the long term are going to be a net loser.
Sometimes I like to go to the change machine because I know I'm going to get at least exactly what I put in. You know, it makes me feel like kind of a winner. You know,
exactly.
You're losing at the slots and go get change.
I love it. That's a nice break for sure.
No, it is, and you can get a free drink while you're doing it too.
Absolutely.
You know, there was a time when. My girlfriend that I was with, she drank pretty much. So if she got free drinks and lost, I still came out ahead.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yes.
Always looking for the positive.
All right. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for the conversation.
All right. You too. Right. Take care.